This is KUT. Drownings are among those tragedies that when people look back, in many cases they say, this death could have been prevented. And yet, not everyone knows which precautions are most effective. Last year, 73 kids drowned in Texas. And as KUT's Joy Diaz reports, grown-ups are just as vulnerable.
If you were to meet Todd Reach, you'd probably notice his skin has been touched by the sun for decades. Earlier this week, though, he sat in the shade outside Deep Eddy Pool. His advice to swimmers, be vigilant.
I was a lifeguard in Hawaii. I've been a lifeguard in different places. And vigilance is one of the most important things.
Age doesn't matter.
Nothing.
Skills.
Doesn't matter. I had, drowning in the water, elderly, young, different races, and it can happen in a second.
Along those lines, the City of Austin's aquatic manager, Wayne Simmons, says another thing that helps during water gatherings, like the ones coming up this weekend, is to have a designated watcher. Just like you can have a designated driver, only the watchers are on rotation. That way, everyone can enjoy the water. Because
it only takes just a small amount of water, an inch, depending on the size of the individual, could pose a significant hazard.
Another key piece of advice I got from Heidi Armstrong, a professional swimmer, is know the signs of a drowning.
People feign drowning and they're thrashing around everywhere and screaming, but the fact is when somebody is drowning, the body's reflexes shut all of that down. And so there is no screaming. The person just goes under in silence.
If you're interested, this summer, the City of Austin is teaching kids as young as 10 the skills to make water rescues.
So you can see the person you're going to rescue.
Joy Diaz,
KUT News. One, two, three. Good job, Sarah.